Blog Talk Radio.
How to reach the masses, men of every birth, form and after. Jesus gave the key.
Amen. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. It is a pleasure to be with you again on this Wednesday night at 7 p.m. So please be mindful of the time so that my advocate, Jackie Grant, my sister, won't have to send out so many text messages, or I myself. Invite a friend, invite family members, invite your pastor to listen in on Wednesday night to Glory United Ministry. On tonight, it gives me deep pleasure to have my sister in the gospel, my friend from South Carolina who came here from Panama that I met many years ago, a powerful woman of God. This woman of God is so powerful, until we were outside the church one Tuesday night and we came out and the car door was locked and we tried everything to open that door. This young lady who I'm about to introduce, she said, "In the name of Jesus," and she laid hands on the car and the door unlocked. That's how powerful this woman is that's going to be bringing the word on tonight. She is none other than Evangelist Bonetta Truitt. But before she breaks the bread of life, we are going to play for you tonight, Walter Hawkins. Thank you, Lord, for all you've done for me. And I have my Aunt Bertha on the line with me. This is my dad's baby sister, and she is the only sibling left in that Benjamin family. And I caught up by her tonight and asked her to listen in. She said, I'll be quiet. So she's on with us tonight, and we thank God for her. We thank God for you, 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 and you helping to lift up Jesus. Dr. Scott, God bless you. Thank you for being there for us tonight as well.
And praise the Lord. Praise God. Amen. Amen. I thank God for, hallelujah, the song that went forth. Somebody help me lift Jesus tonight. Hallelujah. Giving honor to God. Giving honor to God who's the head of my life. Giving honor to Dr. Scott. And giving honor to my friend, prophetess, Pastor Patricia Benjamin. I thank God for everyone on the line tonight, amen, all of God's people. I'm not going to be before you long, but I just want you to know that I'm saved, I'm sanctified, and I'm filled with God's Holy Ghost, and I thank God for the opportunity. I just want to encourage you tonight. I'm going to be reading in your hearing. You can turn with me to Psalms 24. Praise the Lord. God is good. God is so good. Hallelujah. God is so good. Psalms 24. God gave me a word, and I just want to share it. I just want to encourage the people of God tonight that God is yet God. He is God, and He is good. In the midst of whatever we're going through, God is yet good. He's on the throne. And that song tonight, Somebody Help Me Lift Jesus, is part of my message. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Psalms 24. The earth is the Lord. The earth is the Lord. And the fullness thereof. The world and they that dwell therein. The earth. God was just saying to me all week, I was like, He just kept saying the earth, the earth. And I was like, what about the earth? The earth. There's a lot going on in the earth. But I came to let somebody know tonight that the Lord, that the earth is the Lord, and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein, which is you and me. God's got us covered. God got us covered. He got us protected. The earth is the Lord's. The declaration, this declaration of David that the whole world belongs to God, it wasn't enough for David to say that the entire earth belonged to the Lord. He added that all its fullness also belonged to him. Its harvest, the wealth, life, it all belonged to God. He is the possessor of it all. God has the right to the earth and all who dwells upon it. Why? Because he created both it and them, which meaning us. He's everywhere. The earth is the Lord, and the fullness thereof, and the world. The world is going through a lot right now, but the earth is the Lord. And no matter what the earth is going through or the world, God's got it under control. It might look like it's out of control, but I came to let you know that God has it under control. No matter what the news say, no matter what the people say, no matter what the reporters say, no matter even what the presidents say, the earth is the Lord, and the fullness thereof, the world, and you that dwell therein. God's got it. I want to go to Genesis 1 and 1 to talk about the beginning of the world. In Genesis 1 and 1, it says, I'm going to go to, yes. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning was the first day. And God said, let there be firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters. And God made the firmament and divided the waters. And God said in verse 9, and let the waters under the heavens be gathered together under one place. Verse 14, and God said, let there be light in the firmament of the heavens to divide the day from the night. Verse 20, and God said, and verse 24, and God said, hey, verse 26, and God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over the earth, all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female, created for them. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. And God said, woo, that's my subject to you tonight. That's my thought to you tonight. And God said, lift up your head, O ye gates. And God said tonight, let not your heart be troubled. And God said, he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ, people of God. I just want to let you know what God said tonight. He said the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. But I want you to know that God said, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. And God said, hey, for I know the plans I have for you, Zion, people of God. I know the plans I have for you, woman of God. I know the plans I have for you, man of God, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you. No matter what earth is doing, no matter what the world is doing, no matter what the world is going through right now, I want you to know that the earth belongs to God, and he has it under control. He has your blessing, and it will not change. God has not changed his mind concerning you. For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. God said, you are fearfully and wonderfully made. God said, let not your hearts be troubled, people of God. No matter what's going on around you, keep looking up. Look up and live, because your redemption draws now. God said, the Lord is your shepherd. You shall lack nothing. God said, you are the head and not the tail, above only and never beneath. God said, people of God, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. People of God, I come to encourage somebody tonight. When you go through your troubles, when you go through your tribulations, he said, when you pass through it, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. Hey, it will not overtake you, people of God. It might look like it's happening, but it ain't going to happen, because God is going to do it. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. You won't even smell like smoke when you come out, because God is with you. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. God said, I will lift up my eyes into the hills. Lift up your eyes today, people of God. Look up to the hills from what cometh your help. God said, come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Hallelujah. You just got to know that it's time to wake up. It's time to give God glory. It's time to lift him up. Hallelujah. He said in his words, glory to God, he said, for he has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the flood. He said, who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Who shall stand in his holy place? He that have clean hands. Ooh, you got to have some clean hands. Your hands got to be clean. Your hands got to be clean. Your hands got to be clean. Your hand represents your hand represents your heart. Yes, yes. Your hand represents your actions. Your hand represents your actions. And a pure heart, your heart represents your intentions. So God wants you to be right. He wants you to be right when you wash your hands. Because Pilate washed his hands, but it wasn't clean. Ooh, glory to God. Because his intentions and his actions wasn't pleasing. Hallelujah to God. Wash your hands. Make sure your actions and your intentions are pleasing unto God. Hallelujah. He said that he that have clean hands and a pure heart, who have not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Lift up your head. Lift up your head, O ye gates. Lift them up. You don't have to hold them down. Lift up your head. The lifting up of one's head is to acknowledge the interest of God. He is the most important thing. He is the King of glory. He said, lift up your head, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, you everlasting doors, and the King of Glory shall come in. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your head, O ye gates, even lift them up, you everlasting doors, and the King of Glory shall come in. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of Glory. Even when Jesus was entering into Jerusalem, praise God, on his triumphant entry, they said, they asked them, who is this? Who is this man? And they let him know. They let him know. Matthew let them know in Matthew 21 and 10, if you want to read it, it says, he says, this is the Lord of hosts. He is the King of Glory. You got to open up your gates tonight. God wants to come in. He wants to do something in you that has never been done before. He wants you to lift him up. The songs say, somebody help me lift Jesus. Somebody help me lift Jesus. All God wants us to do is lift him up tonight. Hallelujah. He said, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and they that dwell within. The world, God wants us to lift him up. He deserves to be lifted up. He is the head. He is in control. He requires that reverence, that when we enter into his human space, we are to acknowledge him. We are to confess him as Lord of lords and King of kings. He is the ruler of our lives. He rules. He reigns forever. Hallelujah to God. Wake up, people of God, and lift him up. No matter what you're going through, no matter what seems to be keeping you down and out, lift up your head. Hold your head up high and say, Lord, I thank you. Just begin to give God glory. Give him praise, for he is the one and only true living God. He is your God. He is the Lord of lords. He is the King of kings. I just come to encourage you tonight. Lift up your head, all ye gates. Open up your gates. Enter into his gates, the Bible said, with praise. That's what we need to do in this hour, through this situation. Just begin to lift up Jesus, no matter if your bills are due, no matter if you don't have what you think you have. I hear a lot of people say they're tired of being stuck at home, but I want you to know it's better to be stuck at home and safe than out there in the hospital. Because you have another opportunity to lift up Jesus. And I implore you tonight to lift up the name of Jesus. Lift him up. Lift up your head, all ye gates, and be ye lifted up, you everlasting doors. And God said, the King of Glory shall come in. Who is the King of Glory? The Lord strong and mighty. Hallelujah. He said in his word, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. God can do it. God can heal the land, but we must lift him up. We must lift him up. Even in this hour, we must lift him up. We must lift up the King of kings and the Lord of lords. And God said, lift up your head, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in. Be encouraged tonight, people of God. I love you. Be encouraged. God bless you.
Amen. I tell you, I told you, this is a dynamite woman of God who we just heard moments ago. This is the woman who came out of the church and laid hands on the car and said, in the name of Jesus, after being struggling, trying to get the door open with clothes hangers and all kinds of things we were doing, trying to open that door, and she said, never mind, I'm tired of this. She said, in the name of Jesus, and laid her hand, she said, door unlocked, and pow, the lock popped up and we open the door. So it's a perfect message for a door woman. Lift up your head, O ye gates. Be ever lifted up, and the King of glory shall come in. I thank God for her. We've been on the air for 8 years, and this is the first privilege that I've had for her to speak on Blog Talk Radio for Glory United Ministries. Thank you so much. And, you know, my speakers are precious. They are dynamic. They are good preachers. They can be on anybody's television or any other radio show. They do not receive an offering, and they willingly accept the invitation to preach on Blog Talk Radio for Pastor Benjamin and Dr. Gregory Stott with Glory United Ministries. I just want you to know next week we will be back, and my speaker on next week is my church mother, Pastor Jackson, and I told her she can just pray, and after she prayed, we can just sing a song and get off the air. We don't want to keep you too long, since this is a weekly service that we're having. I thank you again, Sister Truitt, Evangelist Benetta Truitt, thank you so much. Thank you. Shout out to your husband and your family that's listening near and far. She's a good old South Carolinian girl, and I love her to life. She was there for me so many days. She took care of me and my husband, bought us food and put money and whatever she needed to do. And in any case, she checks on me on a daily basis to see if I'm all right and how is Sherman, and I'm praying for him and all like that. So I just thank God for her. I love her. Her baby son is my godchild, and I thank God for them being in our life. If there is anyone, I don't know if Dr. Scott's going to have something to say or not, but if there's anyone listening, if you have a desire for a prayer, or if you have a comment on the Word of God, I listen to her talk about, Netta, I don't know if you ever heard me preach that, but some years ago I preached the God Said, and they were just fascinated. It's been sitting in the book from the beginning of time, God Said, and I just worked with it, and they said, wow, you have a unique way of delivering the word. Yeah, God Said. So anyhow, I appreciate you coming back. With I'm hearing that again, and I'm going to take my God Said self and get out of the way. I'm going to decrease so that someone else can increase. Dr. Scott, it is in your hands. You will tell them what to do as far as pushing the one or whatever. If they have a prayer request, if you have a life or death testimony, we will hear it. If not, God bless you. I don't know if my pastor is on from West Palm Beach, Florida. She's in a state where they got a crazy governor and all those people. So let's pray that God keep her covered. I think her last four is, anyway, Bishop, if you see 561, she's in that same area code that Bishop Davis was in. So, but anyhow, Dr. Scott, it's in your hand. I thank God for my aunt tonight.
Amen. We do have a 571.
561.
Yeah. Well, if anyone has a prayer request, a word, a comment, please press 1 on your dial. There being none. Oh, here's one. Let's see. Let me open the line. Caller 1067, we're trying to open your line right now. Okay, caller 1067, your line is
hello,
open.
Hello, Dr. Scott. Praise God, Dr. Scott, Pastor Benjamin. I just want to say hello. That was it. Thank you.
I recognize that voice.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you, Pastor. Bless you, Pastor.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, Pastor Benjamin. I think
that being all, we promise not to stay on air all night. Others have things to do. Thank God again for the Word of God from Evangelist Benetta Truitt. God bless you again. And you better take and get your rake out when the word of God is going forward. Get your rake out and rake in the word to yourself. Don't point that finger at no one else. She need that. She need it. No. Take the rake and rake it in for yourself. But I tell you what, lift up your head. The earth is the Lord, but lift up your head and bless his holy name. Amen. We're going to turn the service back into the hands of Evangelist, and she can pray us off the air. God bless you.
Amen. Father God, we just thank you, God, for this time. We thank you for the opportunity, and God, we thank you for the word. And God, we know that you said that your word would not go out return void. And God, we thank you that somebody is being lifted, somebody is being healed, somebody being set free and delivered right now in the name of Jesus.
God.
And God, we speak healing and deliverance all over this country, God. We pray, God, for our president. We pray, God, for Congress and senators and governors. God, we pray for everything that's going on in this world because we know, God, that you have it all under control. And God, we thank you because you have not given us a spirit of fear, but of love and power and a sound mind. And God, we ask you to keep our minds steadfast on you. And God, we ask you to bless the prophetess tonight, Patricia Benjamin and Dr. Scott, and all of the people of God and their families. And we thank you, Lord. Remember Sherman, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for healing all over the land. Heal the virus. Heal cancer. Heal diabetes. Heal high blood pressure. God, we know it's done, and we thank you for it, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
You've been listening to WGUM, Glory United Ministries, Pastor Patricia Benjamin. Pastor Patricia Benjamin, Glory United Ministries. We're at 347-945-6785. Thank you for being with us, friends.